President Trump returns to Washington today and will be pushing hard for tax reform. Mr. Trump and his fellow Republicans insist a majority of Americans will benefit from the tax cuts they're pushing through Congress. But Yahoo finance writer Rick Newman says they're describing that majority wrong. Rick, how do you see it?
This is the easiest way to generalize who the winners in either the House or the Senate tax proposal, which will eventually become one tax bill. The easiest way to generalize who the winners are is to say people who own stocks in publicly traded companies probably will be winners. And we think that that is, fat cats and hedge funds and stuff like that. Well, it remains the case that more than half of all Americans say they own stocks in some form, and that doesn't mean they're day traders, with $1 million worth of Apple or something like that. But people own stocks through 401k plans, through pensions, through their Roth IRA, and for most people, it's your retirement fund. Mm-hmm. And in general, it seems pretty clear that the Republican tax cuts will directly benefit stock prices, because they're going to cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%. That's not going to be a huge tax break for every company, because a lot of companies with different deductions already pay way less than 35%.
Yeah.
But in general, it will certainly help some companies. It will push up their after-tax income, which is called net earnings. And when earnings go up, that means the value of the company goes up, and that's reflected in a higher stock price. Mm. So that is fairly clear that that's going to happen. In fact, it's so clear that some people say a lot of that has already happened. This is the baked-in question. How much of the benefit to the stock markets is actually already reflected in the prices of stocks? And the answer is probably at least some of it. But in general, this is just kind of a uniformly good thing for the corporate sector and anybody who owns shares in those companies.
We're speaking with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. His piece is called Big Winners from the Trump Tax Cuts, the Shareholder Class. I think the $1.5 trillion question here is, as you ask in the story, will tax cuts boost the economy? I think, if your taxes go up, you can sort of live with the economy really humming along. But what's the forecast say?
Yeah, if you were going to offer that to me as an over or under bet, I would take the under. I think, first of all, there's very thin evidence that tax cuts boost economic growth by very much. And even conservative economists say about the most you can expect under best circumstances is that tax cuts such as the ones we're going to see will boost the economy by a few percentage points more than it would otherwise be. And there's also a risk that that it could actually hurt economic growth in the long run, because by adding to the debt, you risk pushing up interest rates. And when interest rates go up, companies tend to invest less. And that is something, that drags on economic growth when investment declines or it's lower than it would be otherwise. So we're not going to see much of a benefit to economic growth here. There are a bunch of things that, if you could do them all together, would help economic growth. Infrastructure investment, other incentives for the right kind of investment, longer term, better education, so we get a more educated workforce. If you let in more skilled immigrants, that would help economic growth. But there's not much of a plan to do those types of things. So anybody hanging out this argument right now, we're going to see this terrific economic growth in a few years from these tax cuts. Well, they better have their excuses planned, because we're almost certainly not going to see that.
And you think for the vast majority, for example, of middle class folks, no reason to be doing cartwheels?
I don't think so. Here's a reasonable expectation for people, in let's say the middle 20% of earners. You might get you might save $500 a year or so in your federal tax bill. Is that going to change your living standards? No. Is it better than a tax hike? Yes. Is it good for the economy in the long run? Not very much.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman, who's based in New York.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.